This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you think Biden has dementia, you need to look at the Democrat Party. They make Biden look sane. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Democrats have intentionally tried to kill a recovering economy. Intentionally. AOC said it. Maxine Waters said it. You know this is what's being discussed behind the scenes. They want to kill a recovering economy. And let me tell you something. The people suffering, the people who were hit by this Chinese Wu Flu pandemic, they know who to blame. They are watching yet again. They go back to work and they're like, are we going to still be able to work? Yeah, they're watching these Democrat governors and in some cases Republican governors. I have to tell you, I'm disappointed in Governor Abbott of Texas. And I'll get to that in a bit. But anyway, the people see this Wu Flu game, the numbers game, how the media discusses cases and not deaths, and they're saying to themselves, this doesn't work. This doesn't fit. Remdesivir, I think. Well, how do you say it? Remdesivir? They're wanting to charge over $3,000 for a dose. Do you understand the ruse, the fleecing of America when you have a pandemic? And you say, we must have a cure. And then you say, oh, by the way, the cure is $3,000 a dose. And everybody needs to get it. We're going to test and everybody better get this. The same people that are telling you that if you code a death in the hospital to the Wu Flu, you get hit by a car, he died by Wu Flu. He fell from a parachute, and from a plane, his parachute didn't open. Wu Flu. And you get $39,000, it is a ruse. I want you to understand, zinc costs about $15. Vitamin C, about $15. Chloroquine, hydrochloroquine, or whatever, you can get it pretty much anywhere. Vitamin D3, $11. The stuff it takes to boost your immune system is already out there, and you can pay less than $40, $50, and you're good to go. And they want to charge you $3,000 a dose. Who is it, Gilead, the maker of this product? And the Democrats, let me tell you, if you don't believe these people are feasting over this, if you don't think these people are the ones making money on mask contracts, on respirator contracts, on drug-related contracts, you're crazy. And don't think these people are developing these drugs, which, by the way, cost pennies to develop. Don't think that these companies, these pharmaceutical companies, are developing these drugs so they can't sell them. You better believe they're going to sell them. Oh, you probably think they're just going to sell them stateside. No, they're going to make us pay $3,000 a dose. Then they're going to do all their virtue signaling and go give them away in Africa. For pennies on a dollar, they're going to get some fat contract that you pay for that's based on some UN deal, and then we're going to ship them over there for roughly $5 a piece, which it only costs a dollar to make. So they're going to make crazy money over there. They're going to make outrageously exorbitant usury money on us, and that's how the system's going to work, except you're smarter and you have somebody that's a real leader. The Democrats make Joe Biden's dementia look like the man is Einstein. Let me tell you, I've got a lot to talk about. What about the St. Louis couple? We'll get to that maybe in the second hour. A St. Louis couple that is under fire. Why? Because these people dare protect their residents. We'll talk about them. These new quarantines, Wu Flu, the ruse of it. I want to get into that. I want to talk about Justice Roberts. Are you happy with this man? George Bush's Supreme Court appointee. I remember being ecstatic when that guy was put on the bench. They were talking about his the level of intellect that he had. He was, no wonder the Democrats were like, let's go with this guy. He might as well be one of them. And then I really want to get into Joe Biden if we have time. Some polling that came out about Biden that'll be very interesting for you. So we got a lot to talk about today, folks. Definitely got to cover. And to be honest with you, I don't know how much of this we'll actually be able to get to. Oh, there was one other story I did want to mention, too. White women, you're very lucky. Did you hear this story? A black woman warned white women, you are lucky. You voted for Donald Trump. And essentially, she's saying, this is a Washington Post opinion editor. She's saying, you're lucky we don't come out there and just do stuff to you. I don't know what she's talking about. If I was on Fox News and they say, Kevin, what do you think they're talking about? Well, it could be something as benign as doing absolutely nothing. It was just an idle conversation. Or she could be talking about doing damage to white people, white women. Oh, my gosh, Kevin. You can't be saying things like that. Let me tell you something. There are people in this country who feel like if they had the ability to take advantage of white women. I'm warning you, white women. I'm warning you. Be careful where you go. Be careful what you do. Don't trust people the way you used to. There are people who will do you harm because they feel like they deserve it. You remember the case of the black guy? He got out of jail, seduced some white girl. Just ask her to come up to the top of the building. You know, who knows? They probably people go up to the top of the building to sit and watch and drink or whatever else. Brutally rapes her and says this is for slavery. So this woman, she says, white women, you're lucky. Oh, but no, that's not racist, right? It's not racist. Can you imagine if some woman, a WAPO editor, no, not WAPO, well, not that it matters, but let's say it was a National Review editor, a white woman, op-ed, opinion editor, wrote a piece that said, black women, you're lucky. And then she said, you're lucky we don't strike back. You're lucky we don't get you for whatever, for, you know, being able to outrun us on the track. I don't know what the heck. But can you imagine that? All you got to do if you want to play these intellectual games is just flip it. You want to have a little fun? Flip it. Biggest racist on the planet trying to tell you guys, you've been warned. How dare you vote for Trump? I'm going to get into some polling that's going to blow your mind. I'm telling you, folks, there are people who listen to this program. They say, Kevin, you know, who is it that wrote to me? I think Vincent, was it Vince? He says, Kev, you know, you told us that Trump was going to win last time, man. I'm holding out. I'm hoping you're right. I'm right. Trust me, I'm right. And when I get into this polling, if we get into it today, you'll find out how right I am. Glad you're with me. KevinJacksonShow.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden said he would force Americans to wear a mask. He's out there. I don't know. He looks like a comic book figure. It's a joke. He's out there talking through his mask, and he lowers it down sometimes to speak. He doesn't wear it all the time. Strictly for show. Told you guys, mask versus not mask. We'll talk about it some more, too. But what I want to cover right now is just this idea around the mask. Black people are not going to be forced to wear the mask. You've heard that, and we'll delve into that a little bit more as well. But it's just amazing to me how the left wants to use the ruse of the Wu Flu pandemic. And the subject I want to touch on this segment is this idea that the Gates Foundation, or Bill and Melinda Gates, want black people and indigenous people to get the coronavirus cure before anybody. Here's what this article, how this article reads. Bill Gates' wife, Melinda, said last week during a virtual Forbes philanthropy summit with her husband that black people and indigenous people should receive the coronavirus vaccine first if they are in the healthcare field. So she's going to do black folks a favor. We get it first. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Lots of great things happening for black people. The Gates Foundation. Hey, black people, listen. We're going to push these white folks to the back of the line. You come to the front of the line, and you get this virus first. Mm-hmm. See, I'm one of these, I've told you guys, I'm a free-range Negro, so I'm suspect. I'm out on the range looking in at the plantation going, I don't trust those white people up there. They got house Negroes, and those house Negroes are kind of, yes, ma'am, and those are that. Yes, I'll do it. Yeah, go on, stick that needle in me and give me that Chinese Wu Flu virus thing, right? They are ready to go. There will be people lined up ready for this. And the Gates Foundation wants to make it appear you're getting something in advance. Yeah, it's called experimentation. And you're not going to do it on this black dude. I'm not getting tested for anybody's. I am pretty confident I'm not going out with the Chinese Wu Flu, nor will I give it to anybody else. So, no, I'm not getting your COVID-19. Yeah, you can get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. See, let me explain. Many of these organizations are part of a eugenicist group, and they want to eliminate black folks. Now, you can call me paranoid, but here's what I do know. At the turn of the 19th century, black people were 19.2% of the American population, and we're under 13 now. I believe it is planned obsolescence. I believe that this is Margaret Sanger's dream being implemented. And just think of it this way. If somebody can flip a bit, just do something. Put something in the water because you got that Chinese Wu Flu cure and it kills everybody that has the so-called cure instantly. I don't want to be a part of it. It reminds me of the movie Kingsman. Have you guys seen the movie Kingsman? Samuel L. Jackson plays this billionaire who has decided that you can't fight global warming through the normal means. The only way you can fight it is through population control. Go do your research. Don't believe me. I'm telling you right now, I don't know enough about this to fill a thimble. But I did read it one day while I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. And I'm telling you, there are people out there who believe that the world's population is growing too big, too fast, and we need to get rid of a lot of people. Margaret Sanger, her thing, Miss Planned Parenthood, said that the Negro was a human weed, the dregs of society, along with some other people like the Irish, but mostly around blacks and Latinos and Asians. And she said, we only need enough to serve our needs. The needs of the elitist. The needs of the superior race, which is white people. And then Bill and Melinda go, hey, black people, step right up and get your shot. I'm sorry. This brother here is going, No, sir, Mr. Billionaire, philanthropist. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I've seen too many Hollywood movies about stuff like this. Remember the scene in Jurassic Park where they talked about the dinosaurs? They said, oh, the dinosaurs cannot breed. Because we took away their lysine or something like that, some protein they need to do whatever. So we can kill them all if we need to. I'm sorry, I've watched too many movies. Hollywood, thank you. I don't watch that many anymore. But you get what I'm saying? But they see it as, it's philanthropic. We're letting you step up. You're going to be the first. They said, one of the reasons we are so involved is that you don't want the first vaccines to go to the highest bidding countries. There are 60 million healthcare workers. They deserve to get the vaccine first. They're the ones dealing on the front line, trying to keep us all safe. So they disguise what they're doing and, you know, this is to protect you. This is to make you better. This is to make things safer for you. We're doing this for you, black people. Well, I got a little bit too much history, a little bit too much understanding of it. Black people have been, finger quotes, helped a lot by well-meaning white liberals, leftists. And unfortunately, it usually does not go well for the blacks. They've meant well with our schools. You know who has the worst schools? Blacks. Who graduates the fewest students? Blacks. Who puts the fewest students in college and university? Blacks. Who graduate the fewest students from college or university? Blacks. I could go on if you'd like. I'm sorry if I don't believe that you really have my best intentions at heart. What about black neighborhoods? Highest crime. Fewest business starts. Fewest conveniences of life. You got to get on a subway or take a cab or Uber or something to get to civilization if you live in a black neighborhood. They'll let you have a bodega, but Whole Foods ain't going to move there. Starbucks isn't going to move there. You get what I'm saying? I'm sorry if I don't believe you're going to do me a favor. So then they go on. Then you have to start to tier from there based on countries and populations, Gates continued. Here in the United States, it's going to be black people who really should get it first, and many indigenous people, as well as people with underlying symptoms, and then elderly people. In other words, they're going to take I'm just telling you what the eugenicist plan is. They're going to take the minorities and the people who can't contribute to society, and they're going to give it to them first. The very people that that movement wants to kill, and they're going to give it to us first. Yeah. No thanks, Bill. Sorry, Melinda. This brother is not taking the shot. I will continue to swallow my red pills, okay? Wow. Now, ask yourself, are we getting the word out? Do you think people really know about the eugenicist movement and can tie it back to this? Because it's not going to get discussed. It's not. It's not going to see the light of day, sadly. They want to kill a lot of people with a ruse of a Chinese virus, and nobody's working on the left is working to solve the problem here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Republicans are continuing to defend President Trump against allegations he ignored a report that Russia was offering Afghan militants bounties to kill U.S. service members stationed in the country. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe, an Oklahoma Republican who attended the White House briefing on Tuesday, says he's convinced the president did not know anything about it. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells Fox News he's shocked the New York Times would run with a story like this.
I'm somewhat surprised that the New York Times ran with that story. The president was not briefed because at the time of these allegations, they were uncorroborated.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is thrilled about a new trade deal that takes effect today. Perdue says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring jobs back to the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The New York City Council voted to pass a 2021 budget with cuts to police funding after weeks of negotiations. The cuts of nearly $480 million are not sitting well with New York City Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli.
And we know that what we're doing will create a more violent city, and yet we're doing it anyway. But we're also making these cuts to continue this false propagation that police officers are the gravest danger to the public, as though less police officers will somehow make the general public safer in New York City.
American Airlines is beginning to fill its planes to capacity again on Wednesday, joining United, which already was doing so. The other two largest U.S. carriers, Delta and Southwest, have committed to keeping some empty seats through September. Epidemiologists still say it's unclear how easily the coronavirus spreads on airplanes, but they do have better air circulation than typical indoor spaces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What people drastically underestimate is the impact on the mental health of people who now everything is complicated. Not only is the healthcare piece, but people don't have a job, people don't have anywhere to go, they don't know what they're going to do. And a lot of people you have unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Welcome, everybody. That was Joe Biden's pep talk on the Wu flu. 120 million dead. Oh, I think he corrected it. I think he actually said, 120,000 are dead, which, of course, is still a lie. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where you obviously are not amongst the 120 million dead. You are amongst the living. And if you're waiting to die from Wu flu, a.k.a. COVID-19, well, you got a long wait. Because it's not going to happen. People are upset about this. I told you guys. What did I tell you? It was going to be mask versus unmask. I talked about this the other day. I was coming back, flew into Chicago. A lady says she's not supposed to serve me if I don't have my mask. Back of the bus, Negro. I mean, just think about that. I can't serve you if you're not wearing your mask. Well, I'm not going to wear a mask. Well, then you need to get on out of here. Don't you come up in here no more, black man. Colored boys. What? Mask here, unmask here. Water fountain for the mask, water fountain for the unmask. Service for the mask, service for the... No service for the unmask. You can get yours in the back. You don't get to sit in with everybody else who dares wear the mask. I told you guys, this is where the Democrats love to set these dividing lines. Why do you think we got all these mask mandates? You think it's because of the data? The data is proving it? The science, as the Democrats like to say? Here's a guy he's talking about. He's in Ventura County, California. He has the numbers. And he's saying, you want us to wear a mask for what?
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now, all of a sudden, we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue. Because for the last 3 months, we have not worn them, and Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. he revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in one day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now are panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, when we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten. Ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually, in this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell, because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.
Divide and conquer. That's what they want to do. They want to make this a new norm. There's not a bit of data that supports this. None. This is the same data that would tell you black people are being killed in record numbers or whatever. But you know what's funny about that? In Portland, Oregon, of Lincoln County, Oregon, which I believe Portland is in, a transgendered city council person, I forget her name, former male turned female, she has now said black people don't need to wear masks. I guess it's part of reparations. While you white folks out there are able to go out, and you have to succumb, you have to become sheep, and you must wear the mask, black folks are exempt. It's payback. It's reparations to black people. We can get the woo flu and whatever. I don't know what she's thinking. Is she saying black people are not going to get it? Or are they saying this? I'm just curious, white folks. Are they saying this? We'll get white people to do what we want them to do. We know this disease isn't doing anything, but we're going to get white people to do something that black people don't have to do. And you know what white people might do? You might try this as a tactic. Embrace it. And then go, oh, black people, guess you can't get a mask, huh? Or more like this, because you'll be speaking through your mask. I mean, do I need to explain to the white people listening to my program how ridiculous this is? Can you imagine if I was black and they were telling me, you got to wear a mask? But these white people don't have to wear a mask. What would I say? Okay, white people, I'm just trying to put you in the brains of a person who goes, okay, what if it were reversed? Would you do it? Would you stand for it if somebody said, hey, listen, only black people are going to wear masks. We white people, we are exempted from it. We don't have to do this. But black people, you're going to wear masks. What would you say? Would you be offended? Would you go, man, what do they think this is? Jim Crow? You think it back to where Democrats are controlling? Oh, wait a minute. Democrats are controlling the country. Who knew in a time when we had a Republican president, a rich white Republican president, and control of the Senate, that Democrats are controlling your life, controlling the country? Who knew? You thought you were in control, right? You thought you voted to be in control. It was Mark Twain. I think it was Mark Twain. I'm paraphrasing. But he said, if voting was going to make a difference, do you think they would allow it? You've got, look, in the next election, we may very well have the president, we may have the House and the Senate. And you got to ask yourself, how is it that Democrats still get what they want? We're getting back control of the courts. Let me tell you what has to happen. You have to have a wholesale teardown of this system. And let me explain something to you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you don't go all in right now, you're done. You're done. This is undoubtedly the most important election cycle of all time. This will be the most important election of your lifetime. Even more important than the next one. Because Donald Trump, with 4 years unfettered, now when he's got everybody lined up where he wants, these leftists, he can go in there and actually start tearing apart this crooked system. It wasn't going to be Mike Pence or people like that. These people are using us. They want us to believe that the world has changed. You know, this pandemic is now going to change. I mean, it's funny. I remember watching in China, people would wear face masks all the time. And I remember thinking, wow, that's horrible. You know, to have to do. And it was mostly voluntary, and it was because of pollution. And at the end of the day, you could look at their face mask, and it would be a brown spot where they were breathing in because the air is so dirty. I get that. If you choose to do it, it's your choice. But this mandatory masking is insane. Here's another guy. He's from St. Lucie, Florida. He's upset about it.
They are being lied to, our freedoms are being taken forever, and I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedom. Because if we stand back and let these pieces of crap handle our freedoms, we will have nothing left. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
There are lots of these clips out there, folks. These are people going before the city council talking about this stuff. You think you're alone? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're not alone. There are people out there that are going, enough is enough. I'm not doing this. You're not going to hear the media report these stories. You're not going to see this reflected in any polls. They're not talking to that guy or the guy before him. They're not talking to you. You've been polled? Of every poll, there's a poll for everything. There's a poll about polls, okay? Have you had any? Let me tell you something. Here's what I can tell you. I see a lot of people every day. I don't ask them all the question. But you know one of the recurring themes that it comes up routinely? We're not getting polled. I was talking about this the other day with somebody. A guy that used to work for the president. His name is Lance. We were having a discussion. He says, Kevin, he goes, these polls are skewed. And he was going, I said, Lance, it's worse than that. They're not talking to us. And I got polled, got a phone call. I've probably had 3 phone calls in the last year about some sort of poll. You know what I do? I hang up. Short break. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In case you guys didn't hear, Governor Inslee, in his infinite wisdom, has decided after over 100 some odd days that we should all wear face masks inside and out. Here's what I say. Don't be a sheep.
That was a sheriff on wearing a mask. Speaking to a crowd, and I applaud this man because I feel identically the same way. Look, we got a ton to talk about. I don't know how much we'll get to, but I do want to cover this Wu Flu thing. And I know we've spent a lot of time on it already, but I just want you to understand there's a segment of people out there who get it. They understand what's going on here. And this is what bugs me when I see the mask, and the more that I see is I see a slow slippage of people that go, I don't understand what's going on here. If we all just decide we're not wearing masks, you know what would happen? The states would just go, okay, it's not going to work. You know, but people are just falling for it. There was a Ventura County journalist, and here's what he had to say about masks. This is out in California.
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now all of a sudden we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue. Because for the last 3 months, we have not worn them. And Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. He revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in 1 day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now are panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, when we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten. Ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually, in this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell, because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.
I love this guy. Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. I love it. If I was going to be gay, that's my boyfriend, okay? Man, does he rip those city council a new one. He lays it out. Basic math. You've created a crisis. Folks, this, why am I focused on this? I'm focused on this to explain to you that when you go, I'm going to put that mask on, you're done. Charlie Kirk tweeted something, and I mean, he's a kid as far as I'm concerned, and he gets to hang out with the president, but he's still a kid to me, and he's a bright kid. But he's finally come to the conclusion that I came to months ago. They said, I'm not wearing a mask. He finally said, I'm not wearing a mask. Arrest me. Smart move. He finally gets it. See, this isn't about. Oh, and I love the guilt trip. The mask is not for you. It's for others. Really. So I need to compromise my breathing so that others are okay, right? What else should I compromise? What else for the greater good, right? Why haven't we worn them before? We've had pandemics. We've had all kinds of stuff. Why haven't we worn them before? Like, I don't want to take you through the nonsense and the obvious stuff that you can ask yourself about this ruse. I don't want to take you through it because it's redoing old ground. But this guy brings up all kinds of stuff. He's talking about, you claim the guy, he's saying, why haven't we fired this dude who said you don't need to wear a mask and now suddenly you do need to wear a mask? Let me tell you why he's not fired. Because he's towing the line. He's doing exactly what they tell him. He's protecting his income. This so-called expert, this doctor that they've hired, who got it right by saying you don't need to wear a mask, has essentially capitulated. And he's calling him out. He's saying that's the only thing he's gotten right. He's like, why are we listening to Fauci? He's got nothing right. It's going to be 2 million people that die. It's going to be this or that. That's a lie. All of it is a lie. And let me tell you, the lawsuits are going to continue. People are going to finally go, look, I've had enough of this. I'm done. Why are we still talking about the same stuff over and over and over. Why are we still dealing with, you know, business shutdowns and things like this when you won't even give us the real facts? They don't want to give you the real facts, because if they give you the real facts, you'll understand the game. If they give you all the information, you'll understand. It's like math. In math, you can't solve an equation if you have too many, quote, unknowns. You have enough knowns and you can solve for X. The Democrats, a.k.a. most politicians, never want you to have enough information to solve for X. But here's what's interesting about this one. You don't have to look too hard. You have plenty of information out there that goes, they're playing a game with me. I've told people, and I've said it, if I had said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. People are finally going to get fed up enough to say, I'm not wearing it, give me the ticket. And the minute you get a ticket, you get this, I'm talking about a, you know, they write you up and say, you're going to pay $250, $500. Okay. And then there's going to be somebody smart, like Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com, and I'm going to sue, and I'm going to say, okay, great. I'm suing to pay this ticket. I want to take this ticket to the next level, and I want every bit of evidence of that you have that explains to me how this is going to help the public good. That would be number one. Explain to me how many cases. I want to look at real cases. We're going to go through your data. You know, they call it discovery. A word I was having trouble remembering the other day because I had a Joe Biden moment. But I'm going to go through discovery and I'm going to say, I want to see every case where you claim we have a resurgence. I want to see where you've double counted, because that's what's going on right now. They're double counting. I found this out in Arizona. Story a lady sent to me. She says, my mom went in to go get tested. This was in Arizona. My mom went in to get, you know, have some medical deal. They tested her there. Then they forced her to go to somewhere else, and they added her to the list. She says, wait. My mom has already been added to the list of people that has a COVID antibodies or whatever. And they went, doesn't matter. We're putting her there anyway. And I'm not telling the story right, but here's the gist of it. Her mother was counted twice. And she says, I got the feeling this is what's going on all the time. You go to the hospital, they send you to another place, they count you twice. Then they go, oh, there's a surge. We've got this new surge. Yeah. So now I'm reading this. Travelers from certain states with increasing numbers of coronavirus-affected residents will be affected. Governor Cuomo of New York, Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, and Governor Ned Lamont of Connecticut, seeking to shield their state's recovery gains from outbreaks elsewhere, said all travelers from states that meet specific health metrics must immediately enter a 14-day quarantine upon entering any of the three states. So what they've effectively done in New York is say, we're going to stop tourism. We're going to stop people from coming into New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Now, New Jersey and Connecticut, not as big of a deal. New York City, big, big deal. Now, if you're coming over from somewhere, you know, you can't even come over from Europe. So, essentially, their states are off limits. You're in lockdown. You can't go anywhere and nobody can come to see you. This is where we are. It says the order, something only a few other governors have tried to explicitly require, marks a major reversal of roles from earlier in the pandemic, when Florida and other states moved to impose similar restrictions on hard-hit New York region. So I don't know if it's retaliation where people are saying, oh, we can't come to your state, so you can't come to ours. But the outcome is you've got American citizens on lockdown. If you do fly in, you've got to stay 14 days. You know, how many people are going to do that? Were you planning a vacation to New York? I doubt it. Not now anymore. But this is where we are. More quarantines, more ruse, mask wars, people telling us, you wear your mask for other people. I told you, it's only going to get worse unless you get in front of it, unless you say, I'm not doing it. This is not about the mask. This is about them having the ability to make you do something you ordinarily wouldn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.